New York City is a bit of a shock to any first-time visitor. It's especially jarring for someone who spent her whole life on an Indian reservation. Now, Linda was from the Navajo Reservation in Arizona, and she was part of our ministry's Native American Youth Outreach Team that we call on Eagle's Wings. She was able to see New York from a distance at first. There's the Empire State Building, there's the skyline, and she said she wanted to see it all up close. Well, that may have changed now that she has seen it up close. See, she went in with us when I spoke in the city one night, and the traffic and the crowds, man, they were all over the place, and they made her feel like maybe she was on a battlefield without a helmet. She also found certain aspects of the city exciting, and she might go back. But as our team was driving along the Hudson River, we were headed for the George Washington Bridge, and Linda must have been reflecting on her life on the reservation for a minute, because she just looked up into the Big Apple sky, and she just said two words. No stars. Well, I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about dangerously blind. Now, our word for today from the Word of God, we're in 2 Corinthians 4:4. It's a very revealing statement from God's perspective. The God of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers so they cannot see the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. Basically, what's this saying? There is heavenly light that God wants you to see. It's the good news of the glory of His Son, Jesus Christ. And what's the good news? Jesus loves you very much. He proved it by paying the sin penalty that you deserved when He died on the cross. He demonstrated His unbeatable power when He blew the doors off His grave and rose from the dead. And so Jesus is all the love and all the meaning and all the peace you've been looking for all these years. But there's a problem with God's light. It's the same problem our Navajo friend had seeing those stars in New York City. The earth lights blinded her to the heavenly light. Now, when that happens to people spiritually, they can literally miss Jesus and miss God's love and miss heaven forever. This says that the God of this world, who is the devil, has blinded our minds. We're surrounded by a lot of earth lights that blind us to the much brighter light of God. We're blinded by the lights of making money or having fun or important relationships or busy schedules, even our religion. And we just keep ignoring Jesus or postponing Jesus or forgetting Jesus. We're blinded. The devil, whose goal is to destroy you, will use anything or anyone he can to keep you from seeing and following Jesus. His intention is very simple, to block your view of the real light until you've passed the point of no return. But today, maybe right now, the light's breaking through. This could be your God day. You could tell him right where you are, Lord, I have run my life long enough. You are supposed to run my life. You gave it to me. And I'm tired of this sin wall that's been between us. I believe that your Son, Jesus Christ, died to take that wall away, to pay for my sin. And beginning this moment, Jesus, I'm yours. I hope you'll take that step so you can be sure you belong to him and secure your eternity once and for all. That's what our website's there for. It's anewstory.com, and it'd be a great place to anchor to as you cross over, as the Bible says, from death to life today. I hope you go there, anewstory.com. Check it out as soon as you can today. For this moment, God has taken you away from the blinding light of all that earth stuff and all those earth people so you could get one clear look at the light of Jesus Christ. Now, in the words of the Bible, seek the Lord while he may be found.